first impression of Damascus is one of surprise as we notice the modern appearance of the Saraya Square in the center of the city. But our opinion soon changes as we step a few paces away.
So that was Omar Ofendam. He is a Syrian American hip hop artist. He actually was at Stanford a while back. Well, that was a few months ago, and I had the pleasure of meeting him. Really, a truly gifted poet and singer songwriter, Omar Ofendam, originally of Syrian descent, released his album Syrian Americana last year and has been receiving rave reviews. clearly a fusion of Arabic poetry set into lyrics with some English thrown in there as well, proving that East and West can actually meet and fuse in perfect harmony. Omar Ofendim was the singer. The track was called Damascus, and the album is Syrian Americana. Maybe you were jarred a little bit when you heard the introduction to the song Damascus, as it sounded like an orientalist fantasy of what's going on in the East, or specifically in Syria. That was actually a recording that Omar Ofendim, an audio recording that he had found in the archives, in which you had your typical orientalist commentary on what was going on at the time, or what you'd seen by the let me just say the Western colonial powers that be at the time. Before that, you heard sort of a very happy song. It sounded really happy. Well, it was actually called Hashishat Albi. And that song, Hashishat Albi, is taken from the soundtrack to a movie, a Lebanese movie called Where Do We Go Now? In Arabic, it is called Uhalla Lawain. In French, Et Maintenant, On va où? And if that doesn't represent the spirit of this show, in which French, English, and Arabic come together, I don't know what does. That soundtrack is actually available on iTunes and elsewhere on the internet. And I love the song Hashishat Albi. Literally translated, it means the... let's see how we can put this in a G-rated way. It is the smoke of my heart, or is it the... the grass of my heart, something like that. Anyway, I'll leave it to your imagination. If you like that song, check out the whole soundtrack. And the movie itself, Wahalla Lawain and Where Do We Go Now, is actually winning all sorts of prizes. It was at the Toronto Film Festival just very recently and won what's called the Cadillac Award there. It is going to be Lebanon's official entry into the Academy Awards here in the U.S. for the year, and so we'll see how it does there. And if you liked it, check out other works and other movies by this by the Lebanese director of the movie. Her name is Nadine Lebaki, and she has done quite a bit of work out there. She has done video clips for such great singers as popular singers as Nancy Ajram, and then her career in film has taken off. As we can see, this is probably her third or fourth movie. I'm not sure at this point, but the movie Where Do We Go Now, Uhalla Lawain, is really getting rave reviews. So check out her work, Nadine Labaki, Labaki. Pronounce Labaki. You know, that depends on however you pronounce it. I hope you check it out. And before that, we heard a song by the ultra hip Lebanese band Mashrua Layla, no strangers to this show. Young musicians from the American University in Beirut who got together and released an amazing album last year. The album was called Mashrua Layla. It did so well that they've just released this new EP, from which you heard the song called El Hal Romansi. El Hal Romansi, translated as The Solution is Romance, was just released, and along with an amazing video clip. So if you get a chance, just check out the visuals, and keep in mind that these are singers and artists who are very talented, who get together to release this kind of music with minimal budgets and no record company or minimal record company endorsements. They are amazing. I got to see them in concert, the group Mashrua Layla, this summer, and I was truly, truly impressed by the way they presented themselves. Their music is unlike anything I've ever heard, because it's in Arabic, but then it sounds like gypsy music with mixed in with some kind of jazz, and then you've got these violins coming in, and you've got the strong vocal performance and vocals of Hamid Sinno, the lead singer. And if you liked it, then make sure to tune in over the next couple of weeks, because I did also manage to nab an interview with Hamid Sinno, that lead singer. We'll be doing that on another show, of course. That song, El Hal Romansi, was preceded by a beautiful tune by Hassan Raji. That song by Hassan Raji was called Safir, and that began the set for the day. The show here, Hi Keith Vaxava, comes to you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'm very glad that you joined me on this wonderful day. I wanted to also let everybody know that the show will be, well, kind of ending a little bit early today, but fear not, ladies and gentlemen, because we have got you covered. I'm honored to say that the DJ who usually follows my show, and that's MC Dizzy Jackson, has very kindly agreed to sort of take over the last half hour of my show today. And he's actually in the studio with his wonderful smile, as always. His show, The Songsmith Show, comes to you every Thursday, usually from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. It's a wonderful, wonderful show in which MC Dizzy Jackson, your host, presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. You should always tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. That show, The Songsmith Show, usually comes to you from 6 to 9 p.m., and my show usually runs till 6 p.m. here. But I will be saying goodbye or Salama or au revoir a little bit early today. That's 5:30 in half an hour. And I'm very grateful for the wonderful DJ that follows me, usually MC Dizzy Jackson, for covering the last half hour of my show today. Have I spoken enough or what? I think so. Many of you are tuning in to hear the music. And we will be launching a special Nancy Ajram song in a little while. But first, hungry and homeless people in our community need our help year-round. The Bay Area Rescue Mission serves thousands of people daily and shelters hundreds each night. Just a few dollars can mean a nutritious meal and a safe, warm bed for a night. If you'd like to help, call the Bay Area Rescue Mission at 510-214-4555 or go to www.bayarearescue.org. The show is Heike Faxava here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I have another half hour to go. I'm glad you joined me, and let's just move on with the music and see where that takes us.
Baby, the Stone Age.
Slow down, slow down.
I can't keep up with your intention.
Slow down, slow down.
I can't keep up with your pretension.
Slow down.
الأحلام فينا بهالأيام صرنا نطرز أعلام نحبسها بدواوير ويصير شو ما يصير كل شي بعيني كبير كل شي بعيني كبير لو كان حتى الأمل صغير كل شي بعيني كبير لو كان حتى الأمل صغير مهما تعب لو صار شو ما يصير كل شي بعيني كبير.
That was Amal Mourgos and a song called Kul Shi. It's taken from her album Baghani, translated as I Sing. Before that, you heard a song in English sung by the Lebanese singer Tanya Saleh. She usually sings in Arabic, but she did release this track called Slow Down as a single a while back. And that was what you heard there. Tanya Saleh singing in English, indeed a Lebanese singer singing a very catchy song in English, actually. Slow Down is one of those songs that had brought Tanya Saleh, I believe, to the United States to work with very notable producers here, and she released that track, Slow Down, not included on her new album, Wehde, always, but sort of a bonus track, if you will. And we began the set with Nancy Ajram, none other than Lebanon's, number one pop princess, I would call her. The song was Inta A, and that was taken from a CD called Romanciat. I would like to dedicate that first song to Ava, who alerted me to the song. Ava, I hope you enjoyed that song, Inta A, translated as You Are What. I hope you enjoyed the selection. I would remind you that I'm ending the show a little bit early today. That would be at 5:30 p.m. instead of 6 p.m. And that's only possible thanks to the assistance of the wonderful DJ who'll be taking over the last half hour of my show. And that is, of course, none other than MC Dizzy Jackson, whose show, The Songsmith Show, comes to you every Thursday following mine. Usually it's from 6 to 9 p.m. Today, MC Dizzy Jackson will be with you at 5:30, covering the last half hour of my show. Please tune in and stay tuned in for his show, not only this Thursday, but every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. As for my show, Haiki Sfaksava, and as I wind down the last 15 minutes of my show, I thought I would take you a little bit on a journey into the book's Fetish Systems by Ra'fat Majzoub. I'm not sure if you've heard of this book yet, but it certainly is worthy of your attention. The book was published by Ra'fat Majzoub, a Lebanese author, in English, and has proved to be quite controversial in the topics it deals with, and also the sort of non-linear way in which the narrative flows. I think the best way to talk about the book Fetish Systems is really to read you a little excerpt from that book, and I thought perhaps the beginning might grab you. Here is an excerpt from Fetish Systems by Ra'fat Majzoub. Juvenile tendencies tend to make things, to elaborate on things, once hidden intentionally, once denominated, artifacts, involuntary surface to the sight of you, things I want to tell you, everything's I want to strip for you, and other things I make up, things I pretend, things I fake to lure you, others I teach myself to keep you, knowing that I want all of you. You, entirely, not for always means nothing, as you change me, as we change me and you, predictably, into others. Algebraic sums of things, they do not interest me. Conclusions drench our all with stigmatizing pigments. We wait for our slow execution as we accept fraternities, promised eternities and ever afters. Look at me as I construct you, mosaic of little fragments of reflection. Adjust your brief posture as I see what I need to see. Your neck a bit higher, your nose closer to mine, your breathing in, your breathing out, mine. Adjust your impermanent presence to suit me, to fit meticulously selected angles, I'm calling you. Stay, don't move just yet, to break one, to break two, to break three, to break for things not accounted for cream, for your indulging ephemeral non-presence, and everything in between. Staccatos you penalized, and a lacking sense of time you would not tolerate. That was a brief excerpt from Fetish Systems by Lebanese author Rafat Majdoub, who, if you tuned into the first part of the show, I was very proud to play my exclusive interview with him conducted over the summer in Beirut, Lebanon. If you're interested, or if the narrative grabbed you, make sure you check out the book Fetish Systems. The author is Rafat Majdoub, a Lebanese author. The show here is Hi Kifak Sava, and that is the national greeting of Lebanon, where people sort of pride themselves on speaking three languages: Arabic, the official language, English, and French. So the greeting Hi Kifak Sava really is in three languages: Hi in English, Kifak is the Lebanese colloquial way of saying how are you, and Sava, borrowed from the French, means hope it's going well. I do hope you've been enjoying this selection of songs and music I've been bringing for you today, and I will be with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu, and we are on the KZSU 90.1 FM dial. Comprehensive information on Bay Area classical music concerts can be found at the website of San Francisco Classical Voice, sfcv.org. That's sfcv.org for daily, weekly, and monthly information on classical music concerts throughout the Bay Area. I'm your DJ Ramsey. I have about 10 minutes left here for my show before MC Dizzy Jackson kindly takes over the remaining half hour of my show. I would urge you all once again to stay tuned for his show, not only today, but every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. The Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. Let's move on with a little bit more music here. And before I attempt to wind things up for my show, at least my part of the show today, I would like to thank everybody for tuning in, for listening to the interview with Rafat Majdoub. Hopefully it has piqued your curiosity about checking out his book, but also for calling in and for always being so supportive in terms of encouraging world music and the fusion of Eastern and Western beats, which with what I would hope is perfect harmony. For those who said East is East and West is West and never the two shall meet, I beg to differ, at least musically. The show comes to you every Thursday from 4 to 6, and you can always check out more about the artists I play on the show on the blog, author32.blogspot.com. And other than that, I'm always available by email. Let me know if you have any requests, or if there's a certain song that you liked. More information about that, certainly feel free to contact us here at KZSU. You can also check out the playlist at zookeeper.stanford.edu. I'll be with you next Thursday at 4 p.m. as usual, and I'll be winding down the show for the next 10 minutes with a little bit of the kind of music we're famous here for, fusion of Eastern and Western rhythms, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM. That was an amazing composition, music actually, by Nizar Radwan, and it was called Haifa. Hope you enjoyed that. And again, as I wind down my show for the next few minutes, I'm going to leave you with Tanya Saleh and a really amazing song called Wehde. It actually is from her album Wehde. Tanya Saleh, the Lebanese artist, spoke about that song in great length during my interview with her, which I aired last week. Feel free to actually email me for more info on Tanya Saleh and her album Wehde, as I am one of her biggest fans. Tanya Saleh and the album Wehde actually peaked at number one here on KZSU on the world music charts for airplay, and certainly I was very proud of that. If you like this kind of music, tune in every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. and I will be glad to take you on a Lebanese journey on the High Kifak Sava show. So as I say goodbye, I'm going to do it in all three languages, I guess, since the show after all attempts to highlight all three languages, and we'll say we'll see you soon, and au revoir. In Arabic, it would be ma salama. I hope you'll tune in next Thursday. And again, I would like to express my gratitude to MC Dizzy Jackson, whose show follows mine, the Songsmith Show, from 6 to 9 p.m., but is actually going to cover for me today for the last half hour of my show. So to say goodbye, what better way than to bring in Tanya Saleh and her amazing vocals. Here she is with a song called Wehde, translated as unity.
في وحدي وطني بنت عيلي وبنت حلال، وفي وحدي عربي اللهوي عراس الشام، وفي وحدي اوروبي عليك تتحملها وتتحملك بتربيها ايديك ملكي هي وانت الملك. اي وحدة بدك ضلك وحدك، صار لازم تلاقي وحدي توقف حدك. يا وحدة بدك ما فيك تضلك وحدك، صار لازم تلاقي وحدي توقف حدك. شي وحدي حلمة تبقوا سوا طول الزمان، ما بستنى إلا أما جيب لك ولد اسمه لبنان. أيام وصلي بنت عيلي بنت حليل.